With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. A government watchdog is out with findings about FBI intelligence and the January 6th U.S. Capitol riot.
The report says the FBI should have done more to collect intelligence before the Capitol riot, even though the Bureau did prepare for the possibility of violence on January 6th, 2021. It also says no undercover FBI employees were present that day, and none of the Bureau's informants were cleared to participate. The report from the Justice Department Inspector General's office knocks down a fringe conspiracy theory by some Republicans in Congress that the FBI played a role in instigating the events of January 6th. Haya Panjwani, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, weather conditions in Southern California have improved enough to cancel red flag warnings and lift some wildfire evacuation orders. More than 3,700 residents have returned to their Malibu homes, although some mandatory evacuations remain in place. As of last night, the Franklin fire was about 20% to 30% contained. Secretary of State Blinken made an unannounced stop in Iraq today on his latest visit to the Mideast. The visit is aimed at stabilizing the situation in Syria to prevent further regional turmoil. Blinken met with the Iraqi prime minister in Baghdad. Meanwhile, the White House is pointing to hopeful signs in efforts to reach a Gaza ceasefire and hostage release. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
Hamas's posture at the negotiating table did adapt following the announcement of the ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon.
There are media reports that prosecutors are presenting evidence to a New York grand jury in the killing of the United Healthcare CEO. The shooting suspect is jailed in Pennsylvania. This is SRN News. A satanic display in New Hampshire has been destroyed.
The goat-headed statue set up outside the State House in Concord to mock Christmas lasted less than 48 hours. Somebody smashed it into several pieces one night, leaving behind a cross, a Christmas ornament, and a Santa hat. The Satanic Temple has made it a holiday tradition of erecting images of Satan near nativity scenes all across the country, but lately those displays are being smashed almost as soon as they appear. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Under new rules adopted by the British Lawn Tennis Association, men will be barred from competing in the women's category of most domestic tournaments beginning next month. The governing body issued its new transgender and non-binary policy, saying it had to find a balance between competitive fairness and inclusion. The rules do not apply to tournaments such as Wimbledon or ATP and WTA events held in Britain. This is SRN News. Bill Belichick's lifelong goal of coaching college football has become reality.
New North Carolina football coach Bill Belichick says he had long been interested in coaching in the college ranks. Now he'll have the chance as he takes over the Tar Heels.
Had some good years in the NFL, so that was okay. But this is really kind of a dream come true.
The 72-year-old Belichick was introduced as the program's 35th head coach Thursday in a press conference that included athletic director Bubba Cunningham wearing a suit with both sleeves cut off in tribute to Belichick's iconic hoodies. The six-time Super Bowl champion and longtime Patriots coach says he intends to stay in college, despite trailing all-time NFL coaching wins leader Don Shula by 15 victories. I'm Geffen Kulbaugh.
Donald Trump's inauguration fund is getting a boost from two tech giants, both Amazon and Meta. Facebook's parent confirmed donations of $1 million. More details at SRNNews.com.